I'd like to know what Adam and Eve were thinking when they named the pineapple. You know, let's see, it has no pines, it has no apples. Let's call it a pineapple.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My wife and I have officially reached another anniversary. Each of them is a miracle. Seriously. You do not live with a humorist without wanting to throttle him from time to time. I was speaking to 400 pastors at a mountain resort. They said, talk about marriage. So I did. For some reason, they stood and applauded at the end. Maybe they were just relieved that I was finished. Ramon and I went back to our gorgeous hotel room. I was feeling great, and I suddenly said something monumentally dumb. It went downhill from there, and my dear wife ended up locking herself in the bathroom. Imagine. Pray for her. I tried everything to get her to come out. Finally, I wrote on a slip of paper, I'm sorry for saying that. Please forgive me. Please come out. I pushed it under the door, got on my hands and knees, and blew it over toward her. It was fitting, because I've blown it often. And then I heard the most wonderful sound. She snickered at first, then started to laugh. Laughter has been a marriage saver for us. Here are four more of them. Number one, gratitude. A new study shows that feeling appreciated increases our commitment to stay together. The simple words thank you are priceless in a relationship. One lady said, my husband can't carry a tune in a bucket. He even plays the air guitar badly. I don't mind. He can fix our car, and once a year he brings me waffles in bed. That's gratitude. Maybe you say, if you think I'm going to be grateful, you don't know my husband, or you don't know my wife. I don't, but what would your spouse look like if you applauded him or her more often? You'll always find the bad. Go looking for the good. Focus on it. Talk about it. Practice gratitude. Secondly, self-talk. If you see me talking to myself, I'm not crazy. I'm likely saying, I can't believe she married me. Ramona says, sometimes I tell myself I love him. Often I do this when I don't feel like it. Remind yourself of what you loved about her or him before kids came along, before stretch marks, before you thought, shoot, the guy's got a paunch. He's got more hair in his ears than on his head. It is in the act of loving that we come to love. Remind yourself of that often. Thirdly, kindness. At the heart of every bad marriage is selfishness. At the heart of every good marriage is servanthood. Philippians 2:4 says, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Kindness and compassion characterize every great marriage. They often come as a result of pain. Pain plants a seed deep in our souls that, when grown, produces fruit we can offer others. Kind people take an uncommon interest in others. They serve. They live not to be comfortable, but to comfort. Not to grab, but to give. And number four, purpose. I think you have to be pretty blind to miss the fact that there's an enemy who is seeking to derail our marriages. We don't battle against flesh and blood, but when we focus on God's mission, together, marriage is at its best. Date nights are great. Back rubs are fantastic. Leaving flirtatious messages on each other's voicemail is good. Remember to dial correctly. But when you share a purpose that is larger than you, things get truly awesome. Focus on bringing glory to God together, and suddenly we have better things to do than chase our own interests. Focus on our eternal purpose, and there's less time for silly arguments in hotel rooms after speaking to pastors. There's laughter, gratitude, self-talk, kindness, and purpose. God bless you today as you do what you can to bring hope and joy to all your relationships. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh again, truth bringing laughter to life.